Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre juggles the ball. That's an error on Aguirre. Agee scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNairtney. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Lump applying the tag. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown throws the ball into Lump who tags Agee, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Skowron trying to get to third. Kaline throws the ball into Word, who tags Skowron for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McNairtney hits a line drive towards third. Word reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt bunts towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Buford covering, for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley is walked intentionally. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Joe Horland. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Buford reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ward out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scourin strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley is walked intentionally. Willie Horton pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Ken Berry. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McNairtney hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 4 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 4 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin juggles the ball. That's an error on Scourin. Trusiewski moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 4 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trusiewski moves to third. Cash moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Brown reaches second base with a double. Trusiewski scores. Cash scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Al Weiss pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cater is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.